Grace be unto you and peace from God and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Dearly beloved in Christ, I greet you through this FM radio of Gurukul Lutheran Theological College and Research Institute. What is the number one cause of a car accident today? There are many causes. Probably you would say weather or a drunken driving are the main causes. No, there are other causes like cell phones, eating during driving, adjusting the radio, or changing a CD in the CD player, or even some people do the hair, or they talk with the other neighbor, with the poor passengers. There are all kinds of causes for car accidents today. But you can really bring it down to one cause, and that cause is that people are not looking at the right way. In other words, you are distracted. When you are distracted, not looking the right way, then there is a very good chance of you getting involved in an accident. For many of us, Christmas can also be like a car accident. Christmas, a festival of joy, it can become a time of frustration and depression. Instead of experiencing laughter, we might experience crying and fighting and pain. Why? It is because we do not look right or we are distracted. Many people are distracted from what Christmas is all about. Today, let us think on these things and look at the gospel lesson that we just now heard, John chapter 1. As we approach the third Sunday of the Advent season, remember that Advent is the very short 4-week season of the church year, a time of preparation for the birth of Christ. Today, in the third Advent, normally it is called as the Shepherd's Sunday, and the third candle, the Shepherd's candle, is lit. Just as those shepherds were the first witnesses of the Christ child, so today you and I are called to be witnesses of the Christ child to others. And that is the hint of what our sermon will be focusing. If you are looking the right way, the right way, and if you are focusing on the right things, Christmas can be a time of joy. The book of John describes John the Baptist this way: there came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as witness to testify concerning the light, so that through him all people might believe. Do you see how John is described here? His purpose in life was to be a witness. His purpose in life was to testify. John the Baptist was a professional witness, but you wouldn't find him in any courtroom as the witnesses we know. Instead, he was out in the desert by the Jordan River, and he testified concerning that light. John's job was to be a witness, testifying about the light of the world, that is Jesus Christ. John the Baptist's job was to stand in the desert and point people toward the light of the world, Jesus Christ. He was using his words instead of a stick or a glowing stick used by the policeman, and he was using his words to point out to Jesus Christ. And he said, he himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. John's job was to point people to Jesus Christ, the light of the world. But some people had questions. Some of the religious officials from Jerusalem came to John and asked him who he was.